B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Show, huh?
Where are you seeing that?
Over there. That side.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's still a thing. They still booze on that show?
Yeah, they drink the wine.
Yeah.
A little tipsy.
I think this show is sort of entering that territory. The used to be Hoda and Kathy Lee, but now it's Hoda. Who's Jenna?
Oh, that's Jenna Bush, right?
Jenna Bush.
Is that who it is?
Oh,
yeah.
She's real talent.
Oh, I haven't
seen
wonder
how she got that job.
I've seen it many times when it was Kathy Lee.
Oh, my God. Seems like a nice...
Is there anybody that's struck
like
it out?
Seems like a nice enough girl, but it's like, hey, we get... here's an idea. A former president's daughter, let's put her on a network morning show.
She was the party girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she was.
Yeah, she was the party girl.
UT.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But she's got the chops to go up, you know... Get up there with Roker and
pinch him cheeks.
Savannah Guthrie, who is an actual lawyer, took a law degree and has actual,
journalistic chops.
Yeah,
is there something going on with her and Lauer?
Who?
Guthrie and Lauer.
I don't know.
Was that in the allegations?
I'm not sure. It's hard to keep track of all that stuff.
But this is, when Regis died, over a week ago?
Yeah.
And first thing I thought of was Kelly and Regis.
Not Kathy Lee.
That's how old I am. Like, it's generation to generation. But, like, some of these hosts can do this for 40 years. Like, Kathy Lee's been doing this forever.
How many years you got? 13?
I got a lot more. I can do a lot.
How many years you got so far?
I don't know. When we start? What, 10 years?
I'm just thinking we should maybe adopt.
Hardy, when would we do that 24-hour 10-year anniversary show? Was that last year?
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Commercial free, man.
It wasn't 24 hours.
Not a commercial.
Or whatever.
I just think maybe we could adopt something like that show where we sit around a table and we,
drink.
Wear like floral Hawaiian shirts.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
Drink something out of a pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have this new chef coming in today.
Why not?
He's got these delightful, backyard dishes when you have friends over.
Once sports gets canceled forever,
he's going to make dinner with what?
Are you talking?
We're going to have to reinvent ourselves.
He's going to make whatever's in your closet, you're going to make for dinner.
Are you talking third or fourth hour of Today Show vibe, or are you talking about Regis and Kathy Lee vibe?
Talking 11:30 today.
Regis and Kathy Lee, that was literally show up, sit down, and BS for...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, which is what they're trying to achieve on the
show. Let's talk about Notre Dame football.
That's what they're trying to achieve on this show, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine us treating the first segment that way?
No, we'd never do something like that. We'd never do that.
Just sit around and have literally no direction for the first 12, 13 minutes of the show.
We're only 7 minutes in. Calm down.
what a ride in. I guess that's why they call it Sin City. How about that ride in? Welcome to 2020.
We would never do something like that. Never.
No. How about that storm last night?
Yeah, how about that storm?
Hey. Windy.
You know, we need newspapers. I feel like Regis always had the newspapers out. New York Post this morning,
I don't know if you saw this, Beetle. Struggling socks can't get a break. They can't find a plate.
A break.
What about a break?
Benintendi can't get a break.
Is that what it is? Is it bad breaks?
Two for 28.
Or do they just stink?
He does a good Regis. He does a good Regis.
That's good.
It is good.
I did think that was funny this morning when I saw that headline. Struggling Sox can't get a break. Oh, shucks. They can't.
Is that
have
the Globe?
Luck
bad
going
luck.
Away.
Is that the Globe?
It's just bad luck.
It's bad luck.
That's got to be the Globe.
It is.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. You know? That's too bad. Just bad luck. That's all it is. There are more sports being canceled today. A New England team has canceled their season. UConn football is done for the year. Are we going to see more of these happen, though?
I think so, yeah.
Here's Paul Feinbaum, maybe one of the most well-known talking connected, heads when it comes to college football. Here's what he has to say about it.
Money is driving all of these decisions. And in UConn's case, they, in many ways, could not afford to play. I mean, their schedule already was a disaster. So they made the right decision, interestingly, because of money. And everyone else is trying to play because of money as well. I mean, this is one of the most, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in the history of college football. And it's not over yet. As the Big Ten is announcing today, the commissioner, Kevin Warren, saying that doesn't mean we're going to start on Labor Day weekend. Everyone has a caveat. But what UConn is going to do, it's going to tell other programs it's okay to fold the tent, whether they're in as bad a shape as UConn or not. We will be talking about more programs saying, you know what, I can't go with my conference. I'm in a tough part of the country. And what's interesting is that UConn, the state of Connecticut, as you all of you know, has come out of the worst of it. It's not even a hot spot anymore, like Florida, Texas, and many other places. So this is a unique decision. It's not going to be a leading indicator that tomorrow everyone else throws up their hands. But this story will be continued over and over again as we work our way to September.
Yep, that's going to happen again. Mm. That's not the end of it. Now, they're in, as he said, a very unique spot, as are other teams, like the Independents. There's only a handful of them. But
what's big? What's BC? Are they Big East? Are they
ACC?
They're ACC.
ACC.
I always get that confused.
Right. So UConn doesn't have a conference.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of it. Especially when other conferences are saying, like the SEC, we're going conference only.
Right.
If you have non-conference games scheduled in that conference, that means you're no longer playing a game. That means you have games being pulled right off your schedule. That happened to UMass just a couple of weeks ago because they had, I think, Auburn on their schedule.
UMass is playing Auburn, right?
Yes. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
$2 million. That's a big paycheck game. When you're an independent, like UConn or UMass, you got to schedule all these independent games now. Non-conference games. Your whole schedule is non-conference.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be a problem. I don't know if it's going to mean that big conferences start to fold when it comes to college football, but smaller schools, yeah, I think this is what's going to happen.
Notre Dame's independent, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like,
but
ACC,
they're big enough that they're big enough that I think they'll be okay if they continue on this path.
Yeah.
Sucks though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Everything's up in the air. Absolutely. It just seems like we come in every day. There's a little bit more information, or you really don't get any good news out of any of this. It's just continual spin until we sit here and we wait for a vaccine. Tick tock, tick tock. You know,
I'm wondering if as he said, this is going to give other schools that are on the edge, like on the fence about it, the okay. We're not the first.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to follow suit.
We'll get UConn. They did it. We could do it. I disagree with that. I think you're each going to make your decisions based on where you're at right now. How many kids have you had in for the last month, month and a half? How well is your protocol doing? How many kids have tested positive? You look at teams like LSU, Clemson, that have rampant COVID, where it's 35 plus, almost the whole, not 75% of the team infected. And now all of a sudden you're 3 weeks past it. Can you catch it again? We don't know all that stuff yet. We can. You can. You still have lingering side effects. From the virus. So there's tons of things you have to weigh, and I think it falls on each individual program. The problem is you don't have a commissioner like the National Football League does, to where they say, we're going to do this. We're going to make this one agreement across the board. Everybody's different in every conference and every school. So it falls on the educators and the schools that are either going back to school or not going back to school. There's a ton of schools out west not going back to school. So
617-779-0985. There's also more COVID news in the NFL today.
Oh. Yeah.
That Zoe really wants to get to on some fronts.
I think it's I think it's just the beginning. Buckle up, baby.
You think it's just the beginning for some sort confusion. Of ridiculous scenarios and confusion to play out?
Massive confusion.
Okay,
yes,
we'll get absolutely. To that coming up, but we just wanted to start with that. College football could be going in the wrong direction right now. You know what else I wonder about? To circle back to something we talked about months ago, was the possibility of college football being played in the spring. I feel like that doesn't have a shot now because so many schools want to go forward and try it.
They don't even mention it right now.
Like, if they try it in the fall, they're not going to go ahead and start it back up in the spring.
Right.
So that idea is probably dead.
Right.
At least it appears that way right now. We'll talk about the NFL and Matthew Stafford having coronavirus and then not having coronavirus.
Can you have it, then have it, not have it?
I think you can.
Front and back?
It's sort of like a collapsed lung. We'll get to that coming up next.
We need the audio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung for a short period of time and then have it not collapse?
Sitting on the park bench.
I love that we still have that audio 20 years later, 19 years later.
It's a good question, though. I'm not a medical guy. He's not a medical guy. Okay, can you have it collapse and have it not recollapse?
Can we get it one more time? Michael Felger, circa 2001.
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung for a short period of time and then have it not collapse?
Eventually that lung goes up. Like they blow it back up.
How do you think Bill enjoyed that question? Oh, that's great. Anyway.
I have to ask him.
Matthew Stafford. He had coronavirus and then didn't have it. Had it, had a false positive, and then tested negative. But in the meantime, he was on the list and publicly put out there as someone who had contracted COVID-19. His wife took to Instagram to post this.
They have three little girls, by the way. Triplets.
The past 4 days have been somewhat of a nightmare. For 24 hours, we believe my husband was positive for COVID. We were all tested the day after, and we were all negative, including Matthew, when he tested negative again, then again, again, and again. That's four negatives he had. Four. Oh, after that false positive. After his second negative, we were made aware of the false positives and how this was one of those cases. I've been losing my mind because of how my family has been treated since my husband was put on COVID IR.
Scarlet letter, baby.
Even after we knew it was a false positive, our school told us they were not allowed back. I was approached in a grocery store and was told I was endangering others.
Don't you come in here, lady.
My kids were harassed and kicked off a playground.
Oh, my God.
I was told I needed to wait in my car when trying to pick up food. And people closest to us had to get tested just so they could go back to work.
Shame. Shame.
Ding, ding. Has ding, to print ding. Over here.
Shame.
And that's just to name a few things. I don't blame these scenarios on any of the people directly involved. I understand where they're coming from, but I do blame the NFL. I blame the NFL for not holding themselves accountable. These are people's lives and livelihoods that are in those results in their test sites. Maybe we should be absolutely positive that a person has COVID before releasing that info to the world.
Boy, I wonder what the protocol is here that was agreed upon between the NFLPA and the league when a man tests positive. Say Matthew Stafford, the quarterback, which plays a vital, vital position on a football team, tests positive on Friday. So just play along here. You're the Detroit Lions. You got an away game. You're at Minnesota on Sunday. Friday practice, our quarterback tests positive. What do we do? Do we allow him to board the team plane on Saturday morning to go to Minnesota to play? Or do we have to wait for 4 days till he's proven that, it was a false positive? He can't play. even though he doesn't have corona.
They're going to play this.
They got
to
alter this.
Of safe. They're going to play it safe. They're going to tell him to stay back.
Well, they got
to
alter this. They got to figure something out here.
How do you figure that out?
In the announcement
of
a positive test.
There's one way you figure this out.
Okay.
In terms of the issues with testing, you have to have a system that allows you to test and have results immediately.
Right.
Not 24 hours.
Bingo.
Right away.
Okay.
And you say, oh, you tested positive. You got to come back in. We got to test you twice right now. We're going to take two tests.
So they jumped the gun and announced it as soon as the first positive came in.
Right. That's
the problem.
Her issue is they announced it.
Yes.
Which is, I get it. What was going to happen if they didn't announce it? If they knew that he had tested positive, and there's a 48-hour hold before we put you on the public list.
Nothing right now. Right. But I'm fast-forwarding to real time in 4 weeks when we're playing.
So I think that's why the league probably set up that protocol, right? Why they probably put that in place? Hey.
Sorry, I was trying to talk to
you. Hey, are you guys ready for the 2 o'clock show?
Can you still hear me? The talk back button apparently isn't working today, Jim.
Hey,
pregame is 3:30. Puck drops at 4, correct?
Hey, Felger, you feed
I'm
the dog
I'm writing copy
yet?
For my headlines that I'm doing in 8 minutes.
Hey. How much of that did you guys hear?
All of it. Hey, Beetle, what do horses eat?
That's all I heard.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah. So what's working, Hardy?
Well, no. We heard him ask about pregame.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Look, all of it.
Yeah. The button's pressed
everything
right
he
now.
Just said?
Yeah. He's... You hear it all, Jim.
He said, hey, and then we said, hey, and then he just went on this.
The horses eat hay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was trying to talk to just me.
Oh. Yeah, I know that you guys could hear me, though. Yeah, I could hear it in my headphones.
Yeah, Jim's the one that's confused. Not.
I know, because I can only hear whoever's hitting the talk back button. I can't hear the show when the talk back button's being,
Can you answer my question, though?
Hey, why don't you read that newspaper again?
Hey.
So it says here.
Hey, there's one takeaway.
We got the Bruins and Lightning at 4 p.m. But then, from Gelman, I have this email yesterday. Gelman. It says Judd Surratt, Bob Beers had the call starting at 3:30. I'm like, Gelman, is the game starting at 3:30 or is it the pregame? So I try to ask Gelman in the talkback, and the whole world hears it.
He does 3:30.
And I'll be like Kelly. I'll be like Kelly.
He does a great region.
What sport is that? What sport? Is it sports? Is it Notre Dame sports?
Thank you.
Yeah, 3:30 pregame. Mm. Felger Maz, long show today.
Oh, okay.
No, good for them.
Long
wait
show.
A minute. Jones is in, right?
Honestly. No, Zoe makes a good point about like the protocol. Like, what was supposed to happen with all that? What's the timeline with the testing? You know? Like, and I understand that, I understand why Stafford's wife is bugged because this is... You know, releasing like person, and I'm sure everybody, you know, jumped all down his throat for not being careful and getting positive. But what's it supposed to be? How many tests are you supposed to get before they, you know, make you quarantine?
Publicly listed as COVID positive.
Right.
Like, this is a concern for the other 31 teams right now. If our quarterback tests positive, do we announce it or do we wait? Do we need two negatives immediately after that? What do we do?
Depends on which.
You may have to alter. No, I'm serious.
Which quarterback?
You may have to alter whatever the agreement is that the Bert Breer puts out the COVID testing report. Bert puts out the list every day. It's great. Here's who tested positive for COVID today. Do you delay that? Not because he's the quarterback, but for everybody. See, third team receiver tests positive for COVID. No big deal.
But the thing is, the NFL's list is the COVID, the reserve / COVID-19 list. It's the equivalent of the NHL's unfit to play.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So they didn't announce that he was positive, but the assumption is, and I don't think it's a bad assumption, it's like a reasonable assumption to say, oh, this guy ended up on the COVID list. Right. He must have COVID.
So Gardner Minshew, did he have COVID-19?
No.
No, but he was on the list.
Right.
Same thing.
So here's the thing. You come in here, Mr. Beetle, and Hardy's in there. He tests negative for a test. Me, Mr. Doorknob Licker, test positive. Which room are you going to go hang out in?
I'm going to go in Hardy's room.
There you go. See, what it does is it tags people.
Well, we're going to put you in that room, and we'll go in.
No, my point is, even though I'm negative, it unfairly tags people is what it does. And it sends, I think, everybody into a state of panic. Your quarterback gets COVID. Patrick Mahomes on a Friday before the trip to Pittsburgh gets COVID, or it's a false positive. We got problems in Kansas City all of a sudden, right?
I mean, I can sort of see now why the NHL players and the players union in the NHL said they do not want results public.
Yes.
This makes sense now. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I want multiple tests.
We sat here and questioned Pasternak, and he was just unfit to play. We didn't know if he had
it. You don't know what the hell it is. I mean, you assume there's something going on.
Right.
Is he quarantining? Is he? We didn't know.
Did you check the red lights?
Did we assume that he definitely had it?
We didn't know, but we were questioning. People
said maybe he does. Maybe he has COVID.
Saw him in a bar in North End.
Right. We all
have a mask on.
Said it's a possibility, but none of us said with any level of like certainty.
Well, maybe he's got it.
Whereas with Matthew Stafford, he ended up on the NFL's list, and everyone's like, oh, he's got COVID. When that was just, an area of uncertainty.
Yeah, now his kids are getting shamed.
On the playground. 617-779-0985. Tommy in the car has something on UConn canceling their season in football. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, I feel like this is very premature, I would say, from UConn to cancel their football season. And, what I think about the most is, I know UConn isn't lighting the world on fire with NFL talent, but, you got to think that there's maybe a handful of kids on that team, going into their senior year who may have an opportunity to be drafted or selected by an NFL team undrafted.
Any college team, yep. Any college team.
You know what I mean? What does that do to those kids who have been through the program?
Screws them.
Is it too late for them to transfer? I just feel like this was very premature and a bad look.
Yeah, I'm not sure what will happen to those athletes, but
they might be granted an extra year.
I was going to say, we've never been in this spot, but they may be granted extra time.
Eligibility. Become a graduate student.
Or they may have the ability to transfer immediately. That could happen, too.
I tell you what, speaking of transfer, BC's got a good quarterback now.
From Notre Dame.
This kid, he's a Pittsburgh kid.
He made it through the clearinghouse yesterday, right?
You know how big high school football is in Pittsburgh. He went to school Pine Ridge in Pittsburgh.
The transfer.
Yeah.
What do they call
transfer
it? Portal.
Yeah.
Not the clearinghouse. Clearinghouse is the academic crap.
This kid first team All-State football and hoops.
He cleared the portal.
Yeah. First time ever in Pennsylvania. First team All-State hoops and football. Damn good kid. Might have something here. Might start watching BC football, Beetle.
Chris is in North Carolina. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good.
What's going on? First time, long time.
Thanks.
So we're all in agreement that if this country had the capability to test each individual person within 11 seconds, have a positive or negative test, that would be a good thing, yes?
Absolutely.
Yes, but it doesn't cure the virus. It doesn't make the virus go away. All you do is test.
No, but we'd be...
Unfortunately, the vaccine is going to be a good year out. The good news is this technology exists. It's from Decision Diagnostics. Okay, it's an 11-second blood prick test that exists. The bad news is the FDA is taking their very sweet time getting this thing approved. Check it out. Decision Diagnostics Gen Viro Swift Kit. It exists.
I've seen it, and there's like some weird Twitter campaigns to promote it. Mm. But, yeah, I've seen that. I mean, I'm sure we're on the verge of having better testing at some point.
Doesn't make it go away.
What happened to the drive through the CVS and put the, remember that little machine they trotted out that day at the White House?
See, this
what
is,
happened to that?
Suck it. And this is
what
where
everybody
suck
started
it when I put it the
jumping down my throat the other day when I said it's still not easy to get a test. And one person sent me, here's a list of all the places around you where
free.
You can go without and, get it free and you don't have to have an appointment. I said, that's fine. That's good. What happened to the every CVS drive-through? What happened to the drive-through testing at your local pharmacy?
I don't want it there. That's going to clog up the drive-through.
But still, weren't we assured 4 or 5 months ago that anybody wanted a test? Trust me, you'd be able to get tests as many and as often as you want. And hell, you'll do it at an ATM instead of there while you're punching in your PIN. Go ahead to take money out that you don't have anymore. And you'll be able to get a test. Don't worry about that. I mean, they showed all the people there. There's people here from Walgreens and CVS and Walmart. And look at all the... Where are they being held? I mean, I looked it up around my town. It's like, it's not around the corner. It's not a quick care place. It's like someplace you... got to go to, and then I don't know what the wait time is like. But you don't need the appointment. You don't need the referral. That's good. But in lieu of a vaccine or a cure or it magically disappearing, more quicker testing would be great.
Yeah, I read something too where it said that they're going to whack you for over $200 per test to get the rapid test back if you're not technically sick. You think you might be, but you really got to prove it through a doctor's note that you're definitely sick. That's the only way insurance will cover it. Yeah, but they're reporting live from the airport when these new restrictions, fly restrictions, started August 1st that you can check our website out right now on WCVB.com or whatever to show all the places around the city where you can get tested for free. You should check those out, Hardy. Yeah. Free.
617-779-0985. It's by Abbott Laboratories.
Hey, Abbott!
That wow! That little machine.
This timely reference for the audience.
That little machine that was brought out back in the last week of March.
That's somebody else.
That's right, Stooges.
Yeah.
Abbott Costello.
Okay. All right.
Who's on first?
That's what the thing was about.
Hey.
And now I'm looking at a story that says problems grow with Abbott's fast COVID-19 test. Maybe that's the one that Matthew Stafford got. 617-779-0985. Derek Carr, you mentioned Gardner Minshew as well. Those guys are back and ready to play football. You got to hear Derek Carr on why he's playing this season, why he has chosen to play. We'll get to that and more of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's up? Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let's play Gardner Minshew here first. He was asked yesterday if he had COVID-19, right?
My quick question with him, too, is just, as he moves and becomes more mature, you know, as a veteran now, when's the long hair and the Fu Manchu and the unbuttoned shirts and dressing like Disco Boy, when does that fade away?
I don't know.
Does it ever, or is it just that's going to be his shtick?
That's going to be his thing, I believe. I don't know that he has it now. I didn't see any pictures of him yet.
He does. He did the quick turnaround. He got the headband. And
okay. Well, he was on the list, too, the same way Matthew Stafford was. Yep. So the first question to him is, do you have COVID? What's up?
Did not contract the virus. It took one look at me, ran the other way. It's probably in its best interest. So here we are. We're back on Tuesday, ready to roll. Excited to go play some football.
See, I think the only thing he would catch was herpes. You know, like it wouldn't be like COVID.
Took one look at me and ran the other way.
I said, you better get out of here, you some bitching virus. Pachoo, pachoo.
It took one look at me, ran the other way. It's probably in its best interest.
Yosemite Sam playing quarterback for the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a toolbox.
He is a toolbox.
He's a tool.
Guys who could afford to play better, he would be on that list. He had some high points, but.
Yeah, he's young, though.
He could afford to play better.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you, Derek Carr. Think he can afford to play better?
Other 78% completions.
Here's Derek Carr on answering questions about why he decided to play was a tough decision, all of that. The things that all players are getting asked.
I have a lot to prove to myself. I have a lot to prove to my organization. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm tired of being disrespected. So there was no question I was going to play this year.
His reason for playing this year was not because he felt it was safe and that it was a good environment to come back to and he feels like the protocols in place are going to prevent an outbreak. No, he's coming back because he's tired of being disrespected.
Well, disrespectful any way you can.
What
man.
The hell is he talking about?
He felt disrespected.
By what?
According of Tom Brady, things. Right? Everybody said Raiders is the landing spot. He's going to go there and play with Gruden. And the fact they gave Marcus Mariota $7.5 million to come be his backup because he might play.
Was it disrespectful when they gave him a five-year, $125 million contract?
No, this guy's another tool.
I'm just wondering, was that disrespect?
Mildly.
Was it disrespect when your base salary this year is $19 million?
Oh,
it's hard to see.
Is it disrespect when you will also receive $2.5 million? You've already been paid the signing bonus, but that's what it counts this year. So you're on the books this year for $21.5
million? That team has over $29 million committed to the position.
Was that disrespectful?
Not in the traditional sense, no, but...
I'm just curious. Who's he being disrespected
I usually equate
by?
Money with respect. I don't know about you guys.
All the fans that say he sucks, that's who he's being disrespected by.
Well, here's the problem with that. He does.
Oh, well.
He doesn't get the
one
team...
One minor problem there, Derek. You do suck.
If you listen to Mike Mayock, remember Mike Mayock at the combine, he talked about the whole Brady thing, and but we got a pretty good quarterback too. But you know, he throws for a very high completion percentage, and we studied the film, and it's not really about turnovers. It's just you got to get the team in the end zone. He doesn't get the team in the end zone. He gets yardage, he gets percentages, he throws touchdowns.
21 last year, 21 touchdowns, eight picks.
But it's about, and that's not a horrid ratio, 21-8. That's not horrid. Going to be Jameis Winston? No. But they don't win. You know, they lose close games at the end. You're always chasing teams. Got to play from out in front.
Since his broken leg in 2016, when he did play extremely well.
He was playing great.
He was playing awesome then. Yeah. He is 17-30 as the Raiders' starting quarterback since that point.
I'd say that's bad.
He's thrown 62 touchdowns to 31 interceptions. His passer rating is 93.7.
2-1.
17-30.
But again, they have over $29 million committed to the quarterback position. That's not good cap management.
And by the way, he's never played in a playoff game.
That's right, because the other kid did down in
Houston.
Undefeated.
Undefeated in the postseason.
Undefeated. Undefeated.
What's Stafford, 0-1?
I mean, but over three seasons, 17-30 is not great.
That damn Dallas game.
Don't.
That was a flag. That was bad PI. Tight end got mauled. I'll pick it up. No flag.
Derek Carr, disrespected, though.
Jim's right, though. The kid gets hammered all the time publicly, and he hears it. That tells you he's sensitive.
Do you remember how fired up Zoe was this morning on Derek Carr?
No.
Jim, do you remember? Because I remember.
It's Mo Williams.
I remember. No, you were fired up on Derek Carr, too. Lou Williams even more.
Yeah. Can't wait.
You were. You were fired up on Derek Carr.
You had things to say.
You had a lot of thoughts on this.
He burned it all out in the office.
He does. He blows it in the green room every day.
I don't remember what I said.
What? Excuse me?
Honestly.
You heard get ACP in here, you stat.
Did you beat that shark off? Speaking of, you see all the shark sightings in the Cape? Jesus Christ.
ACP. If you'd like to come see me at church without a Moscato, you could do that today. Or I could just do commercial reads for your company.
Moscatel's preacher doing reads. It's awesome.
He's got a great voice.
He does.
Tremendous.
He must give a hell of a sermon.
Can you recall any of the venom you had about the topic?
No.
Okay.
No, it was about Mariota. I'm like, they went and got Mariota. That's all the disrespect you need right there. They brought that guy in for $7.5 million. That's not a normal number for backup. Cam Newton's here on 1 year.
$20 million isn't normal for Derek Carr. You know? I mean, you got a lot of money. He's going to get paid again.
Yeah, they went and drafted him a receiver first round.
Oh, yeah, Ruggs. Henry Ruggs, right?
Stabbed himself in the thigh or whatever the hell happened to his thigh.
Doesn't matter. A kid will be ready. Care, Jim. Who cares?
Okay. 617-779-0985. Coming up next, we will have the unboxing for Jim Louth's office. Coming up at 11:20, we'll be talking to the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens joins us on the line from inside the NBA's bubble in Orlando.
We should practice something.
That's coming up at 11:20. We'll practice it right now with Jim's office unboxing next. All right, so you ready?
Yes.
All right, we welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, Celtics head coach Brad Stevens. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, coach. How you doing? It seems like your team's tanking. Is that the case down there in Orlando?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.